Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Conversation Hat podcast, a show for geeks, artists, and terrible people. In this episode, a very normal and not at all highly unusual, baffling episode of the Conversation Hat podcast, Ben and I answer, if the royal family are lizards, what other animals do we think are in public office? We also answer, if Greenwich means time, what other London boroughs mean dimensions? And we also have to write a poem. Like I said, this is a very normal, very responsible, completely hinged episode of the Conversation Hat podcast. So if you're after something unhinged, this is not the place. Although I will say me and Ben are both suffering with massive head colds during the record, so I hope you'll forgive us if we're a little bit sniffly. I've done my best to edit out the sniffles and coughs, but a few might still be in there. If we sound kind of bunged up, you know, like I do now, yeah, that's what that is. Enjoy this normal episode.
The Conversation Hat Podcast.
Ben, I bought you something.
Huh?
I bought you something.
Really?
Because you said you hadn't had before space ice cream.
You didn't actually get me space ice cream.
Space ice cream. I said I would. And I did.
Freeze-dried vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. And then apparently also Laura hadn't had any, so I got her some as well. Yeah, I thought you might enjoy it, because I realise, of course, not everyone went to Young Astronomers Club like me. So yeah, you're welcome to... We could try some now, if you want, on the show. Get some nice crunchy... Well, it won't be... I was going to say it won't be crunchy because it's ice cream.
As you eat the food, your mouth hydrates it, restoring it to its original state.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, thanks, buddy.
You're very welcome. You can get all sorts on the internet these days. I thought you might, as a food boy...
I am a food boy.
...be interested in the space ice cream.
It smells.
Even with a cold, it does properly smell of ice cream. So have a little bite, and then what you'll find is you might want to just, like, put it in your mouth and salivate a bit. He's not sure. It is different.
Isn't that a thing? It's weird.
You're trying not to come across as ungrateful.
It's weird. Once you've swallowed it, it tastes like ice cream.
Yeah, the after taste is lovely.
It's as it coats your teeth in some sort of filmy gunk. It's a bit upsetting. I've got some water.
Are you going to put it in the cap and just see? Back in the day,
I could do that.
When we had vanilla ice cream as a kid, and I don't think this happens so much anymore, possibly because ice cream doesn't last long in my house, you used to get like a little film of old ice cream around the lid.
Mm.
This is what it tastes like, which is very specific. It's better, worse.
I wonder what amount of water you'd have to put into it.
To get proper ice cream style ice cream.
Like, is this... This would be... Would this be made to freeze-dry? They would have just gone and got some.
My suspicion is that it wouldn't... If your goal is to sell freeze-dried ice cream, it's not very resource-efficient to make vanilla ice cream and then freeze-dry it. So I reckon they've made something that then is easier to freeze-dry, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
That's my guess. I don't know. I don't really know what the process is, but yep. Thought you might enjoy that. And your housemates can enjoy the rest, because what I've learned is they probably haven't had it before.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
That's all of the textures all at once.
It is. It very much is.
Thanks, buddy.
You're very welcome.
Hang on, what the fuck? No. This saying, freeze-drying allows the food to last for years without losing its flavour and is much lighter.
Sure.
Best before 2025. Best before less than a year.
Yeah, but we don't know when it was made. It could have been made, like...
You're not wrong.
That's why it was cheap, because it's coming closer to the
That's why it's got the old ice cream taste. Because it is just old ice cream.
That's why that is. And it all makes perfect sense now.
Oh, cheers, buddy.
You're very welcome. I thought you might enjoy the experience, if not the taste.
I might experiment with different quantities of... No, I won't.
What you should do is have some vanilla ice cream and crush that up on top.
Ah, yeah. Ice cream on ice cream.
Like feeding eggs to chickens.
They don't eat eggs, do they?
No, not raw. You got to, like, serve them up. Eggs. Chickens will only eat poached eggs, let alone fact. So I thought that'd be a good intro. Do you want to pull a question out?
Sure. Thanks so much for the ice creamy snack.
Nice little vanilla-y taste in your mouth.
the hat and answer it in some way.
If the royal family are lizards,
big if,
what other animals are hiding in public office?
Oh, wow.
House of Lord, full of pigs.
Oh, bloody hell, that'll show them.
Fat, greedy and misleadingly intelligent.
HMRC is staffed entirely by lemurs.
Why?
Dunno. Okay. Sounds funny. It has a nice ring to it.
I thought we were going to try and make it make sense.
It's just many, many ants in suits. Like Rick and Morty, million ants. Just like in suits. I don't know.
Okay. The banks...
Yes.
Are run by owls.
Oh, right, okay. Because they can look behind themselves.
No, because they always need to check your identification.
Right.
So it would make sense that they're going, ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. It's me, you rang me.
And who, ooh, I did it. Who are the owls again?
Who?
Whom are the owls again?
The bank.
The bank.
The bank people.
You think the bank are the people that need to check who people are more often, not the police?
Ooh.
This is a weird question. Do you think the royal family are lizards? Because they're not lizards, they're lizard people.
It's lizard people. So do you think that the... Right, so are we talking like lizards... So not lizards masquerading as people. We're talking about lizard-esque people like in V...
Yes, yes. The anthropomorphized animals.
Probably not.
Wow. Okay, same question, but do you think the royal family are actual lizards?
Oh, yeah. No, of course, more likely.
Of course not. Oh, yeah. For sure.
No, I don't think they are.
Right. Explain a thing or two, wouldn't it?
Like what?
Where's Meghan Markle, Ben?
America.
Where is she? No, not her. Where's Kate Middlesex, Ben?
Middlesex?
Middletown. Where's Catherine Middletown? Where's she gone? Has the king eaten her?
What do you mean,
where's the king? She's disappeared, Ben. We don't know where she is. She's gone. She fled. Away! Catherine Middlesex, away. She's just gone. She's straight up left, man. She was going to have surgery on her ankle, and then she left. She was going to get her ankle enhanced.
Did they shoot her?
No, they were going to, like a horse.
She's got a bad leg!
To the glue factory with you, Catherine Middlesex. No, she had a dicky leg, and then they...
Shot her.
Haven't seen her since. And the prince got his bumhole looked at. And they were like, is Catherine Middlesex in the prince's bum? This is all happened very recently. We don't know where she is, Ben. Where are you, Catherine Middlesex?
Where in the world is Catherine Middlesex? Answers on a postcard to 1 London.
That's where we are.
NW1 1A.
We're North London. Very North London. Mm.
No, it's Norwich.
Norwich. She's run away, Ben. We ain't seen her.
I don't pay that. I've got more important things to do than look at stuff like that.
The royals.
Yes.
King's dicky bum.
The king's dicky bum?
Yeah, you had to have the man
poking. You said
poking.
It was the prince.
Sorry, in my head he's still Prince of Welsh. He's not. He's the king of all of it.
Yeah. I hope he had smaller fingers. Oh, because the king's got big fingers. Apparently that's
sausage,
comedy. That's sausage. Funny.
Yeah, apparently that's comedy. That's comedy, for comedy these days. Can't say nothing. Catherine Middlesex, she's gone. And the king's had a man poke around in his body.
I don't think they are lizards or lizard people.
But it would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
What would it explain? The fact that Catherine Middlesex has gone.
Yeah.
And that the old man has to be anally inspected by a medical professional. I hate to tell you this, Liam.
Where's his documents? Where's he from? Don't trust him.
The Queen.
The Queen. It's Catherine Middlesex. Does she know too much?
No, it was Liz Truss.
Was it her favourite son and famous paedophile? Can't remember his name.
Andrew?
Yes, not Kevin Bacon. Andrew.
Kevin Bacon isn't a royal.
Nor is he a famous paedophile. Keeps it under wraps. Now, Catherine Middlesex.
I don't like it.
No one likes it, Ben. Jesus. Well, I don't think it's outlandish to say paedophilia bad. Don't worry, Rolf Harris isn't next door I diddle children. Because he's free. They let fucking Rolf Harris out, Ben. He's fucking let Rolf Harris... Wait, did he die? get your little box out and find out if Rob Harris is dead. Because they let him out. He did the wronging in the past, and then he did the wibble board, and they let him out of prison because he wibbled his board too hard.
Dead last year.
Right, good. Okay, but he was free for like a long-ass time. He went to prison for like a fortnight and then got let out, which is also bad. Kevin Bacon, not a paedophile as far as we know. Yes, no, I've forgotten his name again. What's up now?
Rolf Harris. Is LBC the bad news?
GB News.
Ah, not LBC.
No.
So many pop-ups!
The Scottish man with the black hair that did coasters on GB News now, he's gone off the deep end.
Rolf Harris will revealed as paedophile artist leaves behind... 16 million fortune with last minute change.
Because I'm a musical artist.
Oh, Rolf Harris's will revealed.
Yes. Because I'm a musical artist. Rolf Harris is a paedophile artist. I think you can get rid of any word that isn't paedophile in there, truly. Don't stop remembering, like, oh, we did a lot of charity work. Oh, we drew some funny boys on it. No, he was a paedophile.
Yeah, he's dead.
The name of the lizard royal that diddled the children? What's his fucking name?
Prince Andrew.
Thank you.
I said it like 2 minutes ago. No, I
forgot. You did, and I forgot in the interim.
Prince Andrew doesn't sweat, hates pizza, likes pizza.
Interim is what's wrong with the king.
Andrew's rimming the king. Dirty bastard.
Welcome back to the...
I'm not finished.
The litigious hat pod court case.
Oh, I
improvised that one.
Okay. I don't think it matters if they are lizard people.
Okay.
Because what happens if they are? The same stuff that's happening now.
I think the idea is that if they're lizard people, it's an alien race that's trying to control humanity, and it's one step slightly less fucked than saying that the Jews are trying to control the world. But it's still the same, like...
So you're saying that the Jews are controlling the world?
I don't know. Maybe...
Because you said that they're trying to.
Yeah, it could be. Aren't we all? I'd like to have a go. I reckon I could fix a few things. Like lizards in the White House, am I right, Biden? Lizards have tongues.
That's true, yes. Yes.
It all comes together.
Yeah, I'm just going to go along with this bullshit he's going. Yeah, they do.
Oh, sweet. Ben's yes anding.
I think they must all be lizards.
Fuck yeah.
So what do we do about them?
We put down some sticky back plastic around the outside of Buckingham Palace, and if they leave, they get trapped.
Oh, that's the saddest thing that's ever been said. No, that's horrible. The poor little lizards.
The poor little lizards. They're fine. They've got lots of gold chains.
Oh, we've just got little sad lizards stuck on things now.
They just imagine like a lizard.
Oh, they've got sticky feet anyway. They'll get double
a
stuck.
A big old lizard, like trapped on some double-sided tape. Is like, oh, who's going to check my bottom now? Someone needs to check my bottom. I'm late for an appointment. My brother's a paedophile, and I've got something wrong with my bottom.
If Liam disappears,
it's Catherine Middlesex, mate. She's got in for me. She's trying to save her stepdad. He's got an itty dicky potty. And I can't deal with you when you're like this. It's not even 16 minutes in. The king. And the king's got a dicky bottom and his traps. Koalas in a fire engine.
Is that going to help the king?
It's not going to not help, is it? Like, I don't know.
Depends what they're doing.
Animals in public service.
Fuck yes.
Koalas in a fire engine.
But they're very stoned. Koalas in food.
Koalas in food.
Koalas should do some food stuff.
There's not many public offices that are like koalas running the food banks. I don't know if that's a public service or like a voluntary.
No, that's just an awful thing that happens. Yeah, koalas are stoned, so they'd probably eat it. Oh no, they wouldn't eat any of it because they only eat eucalyptus.
That's true.
So they wouldn't skim off the top.
And they have chlamydia. You know, who else has got chlamydia? We don't know. But it is the king. King has chlamydia. I don't fucking know, man. If I disappear, it's Catherine Middlesex.
Catherine Middlesex. Or if you just start acting a bit like a lizard, we know you've been replaced.
We all act a bit like a lizard.
Have you got tongues?
Oh, no. Have you got tongues?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, that checks out. I've just got teeth. Loads of teeth. Teeth for days.
Days of teeth.
Days of teeth.
Yes.
I didn't think there would be much to this question, but we've unearthed a lot.
Yes, and I think it's important that we stop.
Yeah, you might... Before we cross a line, we've got to stop.
If Greenwich means time...
Yep.
What other London boroughs mean dimensions?
Yes. Yes, what a smart question. Right, what are some other dimensions?
Space.
Space.
Those are the main two.
Well, space is three dimensions, isn't it?
Yes.
X, Y, and Z. Yeah.
Space.
So each of those is... But each of those is a distinct one. So time is the fourth dimension, right?
You're not wrong, but you're also not correct.
X, Y, Z.
Okay, but...
And then time.
But you don't exist on X, Y, or Z. You exist on all of them.
Yes.
But not a graph.
But I also exist on time at the same time. So it's all four.
Yeah, so space is the other dimension.
Well, a graph isn't 3D. A graph is only half the dimensions. No, a graph is three dimensions, but the third dimension is time, because you've got to look at it. How long does the graph exist
for? Depends
what
you've written on along
pencil,
the axes.
Not very long. Plasma. No, I'm thinking of elements.
Yes, you're thinking of states of matter.
So, I mean, what are some other London boroughs?
Barking.
Barking. What does barking mean?
It's dog noise.
Ah, so that's sound. That's more of a perception than a...
Tooting?
No, I've already eaten. Must have been that bean I had. Fart noises. Then, yes, now this is a kind of fucked question, isn't it? Because I don't think that Greenwich does means time.
No, Greenwich doesn't means time.
Greenwich Mean Time. Yes, very good. It's a good playing word. Home of the Cutty Sark, Ben. Greenwich.
Pardon?
The Cutty Sark.
What's a Cutty Sark?
It's a boat. Do you remember when we did the... when we had Thanksgiving?
Yes.
And I did the pub quiz.
Yes.
And the prize was either... was it like... You could choose a box of chocolates or the mystery box.
Yes.
The mystery box was a self-assembly kit of the Cutty Sark. Do you remember that, Ben?
I think at this point I was quite drunk.
Yeah, do you remember the Cutty Sark, Ben?
No.
Okay.
I think we did the quiz and then I had to go and get a train.
Yes.
And then I went left when I should have gone right and I found a gate that I couldn't get through.
Oh, no.
So I missed the train anyway.
So that's what the Cutty Sark is, and it's from Greenwich.
It's a boat.
Yes.
Okay.
Big, big bloody... It's a ship rather than a boat.
Has it got a pub in it?
I don't think that's how you know. Isn't it to do with the cargo? If it's for people, it's a ship. If it's...
No, I mean, like, if it's moored up...
Right.
...and has a pub in it, there's a chance I've been in there.
No, so this is a historic...
I felt very seasick because you were just in a pub and you were doing that.
You were drunk.
And you couldn't feel it.
I think...
You couldn't see it. You were just, like, sat in your local and you couldn't see out the window to see that you were on the boat. And you started to feel a bit dodgy.
You started swaying to compensate.
I feel a bit sick.
I feel a bit sick now watching this. It could be the panic of knowing the royals are after me. It's okay, Ben. We're in international waters. Wink. They can't get us for the podcast because you recorded it in international waters.
Yes. Hence the movement.
Hence the movement.
Oh.
The international waters.
That's why we're rocking on the boat.
On the boat.
Sorry, that salt air. See.
Ooh, fresh salt air. Reminds me of Tenerife potatoes. It's all salty. The Cutty Sark, I don't think exists anymore. I think it was a historical boat.
Oh, well, it's a good job that you gave a model of it as a prize.
Yes, because I couldn't give the real thing because it was too big and old and doesn't exist anymore.
Well, now it will be reconstructed and we can go and put it in the Thames ourselves.
And we can say, well, it's got bits of the original, but is the ship of Theseus, the Cutty Sark of Theseus. Ah, Ben, do you know about the ship of Theseus?
I am aware of the ship of Theseus.
Ship of Theseus, the Cutty Sark of Theseus.
Yes, I don't think that's quite how it would...
Well, it would be, because if you got bits of the boat,
But no, the ship of Theseus is...
What do you think the ship of Theseus is?
It's the ship that belonged to Theseus.
No, so the ship of Theseus...
The ship of Theseus, the thing that the thought exercise around it.
Yeah.
If it triggers broom.
Yes, it is.
This broom has had 14 new heads and 17 new handles. Is it the same broom?
Yeah.
But then that's not the Cutty Slacks
Cutty
boat.
Sark. If we're using bits of the original Cutty Sark, it's the Cutty Sark of Theseus.
I'm doing a different
question. Another one? Wait, what was that question? Oh, yeah, Greenwich Mean Time. Bad question.
Do you like coffee?
Then why not try the moon?
Write a short poem about your co-host.
Oh, no. I have paper and pen if you need. Because the problem with this is that this show is an audio medium. So it's quite important that you just fart out whatever written task you can, and then we spend a while talking about it. Ben's trying to do... He's either trying to do a... the syllable one.
Done it.
You've done it. Are you trying to do the syllable one?
A haiku.
Haiku.
Got it.
Mine, I suppose, could be about anyone called Ben. Shall I go first?
You can go first.
Ben went a-whaling. A-whaling did Ben go. A-whaling down to Timbuktu for Timbuk £3.40. The meds are wearing off.
Okay.
having to deal with myself.
Thank you, I suppose.
You inspired me to write this wailing poem.
Right.
Go on, what's yours?
My title is... My poem is called Crown.
Oh.
Liam's no lizard. Talked about the king's bottom. He'll go missing soon.
Okay. Is a haiku a poem?
Yes.
Okay, that's a cool one. That's very good. It's accurate. I like the title.
Thank you.
I did talk about the king's dicky body for quite some time. What questions would you like to ask me about my poem?
Why did I go a-whaling?
Because it was the you're going to love this. You're going to really enjoy this. That was the first activity I could think of, whaling. So,
interesting.
Yes, that's the first activity I could think of. And, you know, when you're in these high-pressure comedy environments, you've sort of just got to go with whatever your first thought is. And if it doesn't work, you can just double down, Ben. So, yes, and then I tried to bring it back. I tried to think of a location. Where did Ben go whaling? And I could only think of Timbuktu. And I was like, I could round it off with a play on Timbuktu. The pricing of the excursion was... Timbuk £3.40, which I think is pretty cheap for a whaling excursion. You have to throw back whatever you whale. You don't get to take it home with yous.
I've written another poem.
Is it another haiku?
This is called Blowhole. Ben does like whales. He's not been whaling, though. Your poem is shit.
That's another haiku.
Yeah.
At least mine's definitely a poem. Does it rhyme? No.
No, it doesn't.
No. Mm. Oh, well. Poetry is hard.
I disagree. I've done two. Both topical.
Topical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked about the lizards in the king's bottom and how you were missing.
Yes.
You said about whales when I've not been whaling. And I think it's shit.
Okay, we're entitled to...
Why have you drawn a map of the USA, not USA, USA?
Because...
Was that when we were talking about Alaska?
No. I was trying to illustrate that there's more people...
For those of you who can't see it, they're just blobs.
They are
not USA and USA.
I was trying to illustrate the fact that there are more Canadians living south of America's most northern border. Ignoring Alaska. So this northern border of the USA, most Canadians live here, below that, south of that.
Okay.
And that's why those are there. It's Hawaii.
Well, it should probably be over here.
Sure.
It's very far away.
Not to scale.
No.
That's all that is.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm very happy that we've had this time together.
To reflect.
Whilst you're still allowed out.
No, it's being allowed back in that I'm worried about.
Mm.
Yep. They can't catch me, and I'm not sorry. You can't prove it was me. You guys need to shut up.
Okay.
What do you think about the king's diggy body? Say it.
I hadn't thought about it until...
You call yourself a royalist.
No, I don't call myself a royalist. I just found out that some of them are missing. One of...
Which one?
Catherine Middlesex.
Yeah, she's gone, mate. She's trapped on some double-sided tape.
With the lizards.
Yeah, because she's a lizard, isn't it?
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat some freeze-dried ice cream. And just try to digest all of this and all of this.
Yes, there's a lot going on.
Let me just snap a bit off here.
Oh, lovely scoop.
Want one?
No, I'm good. I've eaten a whole bag. On the train, snacking on his dry ice cream like some sort of astronaut.
Dry ice cream.
Dry ice cream. There we go. Ben. I have two titles, and it may shock you to discover what they are. The first is Space Ice Cream.
Yeah, I think we're going to go for that one.
The second is The King's Dicky Botty.
Let's go for Space Ice Cream.
Space Ice Cream, because the thing is, subtitles do tell a lot of a story.
Okay.
Ben, where are you online?
I don't want to tell anyone where I am.
You haven't
ever
said anything wrong.
Actively.
Neither of us have. Well within our rights.
I'm on Instagram at Spike Pearson. I have food and go in places.
Rishi Sunak is a cunt as well.
He is a cunt. Rishi Sunak is a cunt. We can say that about the man that's richer than the old man with bum cancer.
It's actually his wife's the rich one, but he's also
his wife's
rich.
Got bum cancer.
We can butt hope.
Rishi Sunak's wife is butt cancer.
I am at LT Guitarist. You don't need to tell me that I've been fucked up today. I know it.
But it would be good to get the comments, so go tell him he's fucked
that's
up.
That's true, yes. Like, these are going to make some really good reels. I can't wait. We're going to get accused of regicide.
We didn't kill him.
Do we save these videos for when Charlie kicks it? It would be disrespectful, but it would be topical. I'm willing to cash in on the king's death. Are you, Ben?
Sorry, you looked down camera.
Yeah, I did.
I thought that you were speaking.
I was making
to...
eye contact with you through the lens.
Oh, hang on. How much money?
For what? Ben, this is hard. Let's talk about
yes.
this. How... Oh, you're so cold.
Very cold.
How are you this cold?
I'm a chilly boy.
You are a chilly boy. Like a penguin. What was the question?
Do you want to capitalise on the cancer of an old man?
Do I get to choose the old man?
Yes, you've chosen the king.
Then yes.
Okay.
It depends on the old man. The podcast is back. The podcast, which I think is quite good. I've been doing all the press for like episode 200 in the last few months and being like, yeah, no, it's not for everyone. It's a good show, but it's not for everyone. Yeah, we'll put that in the local paper. Thank you. I need to stress
that it's not for everyone.
I don't want everyone to be like, oh, look, a lovely podcast. Let's support the arts. Oh, the king's got a finger in his bottom. Like, because episode 200 was a while ago now. They could have been listening to like a perfectly acceptable. Although if they've made it through Big and Weird, I think the king's got a nasty ring. Is like the least of their worries.
The king's got okay. There's the new title. The king's got a nasty ring.
Like it's after Big and Weird is the least of their worries.
Yeah.
At Convo Hat Podcast for the show. for show quotes, for outtakes, for news, for all the stuff. If you enjoy the show and you want to support us, you can go to those social accounts, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts. Watch the little bloody videos, share them with your dad. And if you want to go one step further, you can support us on Patreon. You get a single question mini episode every heckin' month.
You can also share them with your mum.
Share them with your mum. No. No. I found the line.
Oh, apparently, so that your mum is one of the people that this show isn't for.
We'll see you later.
Except your mum.
Bye then.
Bye.